Hey guys, so today we're going to be learning about the dwarf Mickey whale on the Marine Mammal Podcast. And so first I'm going to play you a vocalization from them. It sounds kind of like a lightsaber, so it's very Star Warsy. But this is, I took this from a BBC article about dwarf Mickey whales in Australia. So here you go. Oh. Play that one more time for you. So they have this unique noise, and that's not the only thing that makes them unique. So they are the second smallest mysticete, and they are the most complex. And so the study that we're going to be talking about today was performed by Marissa Hutchings and her team. And it was further analyzing the color pattern complexity of the dwarf Mickey whale, which is the Balaenoptera acutorostrata, in the northern Great Barrier Reef of Australia. And the reason that they chose that area is because it is actually the only known area in the world where these dwarf Mickey whales congregate. And the dwarf Mickey whales are actually not officially a subspecies of Mickey whale, but hopefully with studies like this, they will get that classification, because it can make it easier to conserve them and to research them and get funding for them if they're recognized as an official subspecies. Anyway, so with this study, they took 196 ID identifications of the whales. And so dwarf Mickey whales are very charismatic, and they will willingly approach boats or divers or anything like that. And so it actually makes them pretty easy to study, and even easier to identify, because you can just go up and take a picture of them, get pretty close to them, and really see all sides of the animal. And so what they did with this study is they wanted to see how symmetrical or asymmetrical, in this case, because it turns out they're not very symmetrical, these animals were. And so they found that the left side of dwarf Mickey whales is symmetrical throughout the, or relatively symmetrical throughout the population, but the right side is not symmetrical. And so there were no instances of the 196 IDs completed of symmetrical right-hand side Mickey whale color patterns. And there were only 3 instances where one pattern was repeated. And so that means that either the element, so no elements were repeated, which is like the thorax patch. And then the sub-element would be the anterior margin of the thorax patch. And then the character state would be sinuous. And so no full elements were repeated. All that were repeated were something such as the anterior margin was the same. And so they're very distinct between one another. And this study was very interesting and very important in further conservation and eliminating costs. So essentially you can have regular members of the public go out on these dive expeditions, and they can do these simple IDs. And then understanding this population will make it so that we can officially get the dwarf Mickey whale classified as a subspecies of Mickey whale and be able to conserve them. And so this study was, I think, really interesting, and I hope that you listeners back home decide to keep up with the subspecies journey of the dwarf Mickey whale, because they're quite amazing little critters. So thank you guys for listening, and I hope you keep up with it. Bye.